community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Paul Golder for Phoenix FM, and I'm with the prospective new owner of Billericay Town Football Club, Glenn Tamblyn. Hello, Glenn.
Hello there, Paul.
Thanks for the time to talk to us today. Now, let's talk a little bit about your own background in football, because you used to play non-league football, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
So, who did you play for, and how long ago were you talking about?
Oh, you make me feel old now, Paul. It was, I played sort of Ryman League football. I played for Barkingside for 6 or 7 years under Craig Edwards, so I know Craig. And I was at Salbridgeworth for a couple of years. Yeah, but I retired probably 15 years ago now.
Okay. You were captain of Barkingside, and you won the, was it London Spartan League?
Yes, we did. We done the double in Craig's first year, so he likes to remind me of what a good manager he was, the fact that he'd done his double in his first year. But yeah, I had a very good relationship with Craig and enjoyed it very much.
Okay. Now, before we talk about Billericay Town, we'll talk very briefly about Dagenham and Redbridge, because it's been much publicised over the summer. You were in talks to buy the club, but it's not happening now. So why didn't it happen?
Dagenham and Redbridge has fell through no fault of my own. There's been a lot of speculation, some fans talking, to be honest, absolute nonsense, and some fans actually seeing the good in me. It's fell through basically because the board have decided that they don't want to back our consortium anymore. There's no other reason for it, there's no justification. And yeah, I was told last week, I was very disappointed. I was looking forward to taking over the club. I had great visions for the club. I was going to try and get it back into Division 1, even the Championship was my aspirations. And yeah, I got told last week it wasn't going to happen.
Just 4 days after that, we had the shock announcement on Sunday on Billericay Town's website that I think you've agreed the sale, I think Steve Kent actually said.
Yes, well, when I was first looking for a football club nearly a year ago now, I was in talks with Bishop Stortford, and they went quite a long way down the line with Bishop Stortford, and they fell through in the end because of the percentage of the main shareholder wasn't enough for me to spend what I wanted to spend there. Then I was in talks with Billericay and Dagenham at the same time. And the only reason I chose to go with Dagenham is I come from Dagenham. I'm a Dagenham boy. And they were higher up the leagues. They're more established. There was a bigger club. And at the time, Steve Kent wasn't 100% if he did or didn't want to sell. And Dagenham were 100%. So there wasn't any other reason for going Dagenham's wise other than it suited the chairman more at the time at Dagenham and not Steve. And Dagenham were the more attractive club being where they are in the leagues.
Yeah, and obviously that's not happening now, and we can safely assume that you hadn't just been talking to Steve for 4 days, so it was over quite a period of time that you were looking at Billericay.
I've been looking at Billericay, as I say, before I started, well, at the same time at Dagenham, so maybe 6 months ago, and we've kept in contact. I've always been in contact with Craig because we're friends. And to be perfectly honest, the unfair, I'd call it, criticism, some would call it abuse, I was getting from the Dagenham fans. I was regularly wobbling anyway, whether it was a club that I wanted to take over, just because of some of the things that were going on, forums and websites and stuff. It was when I knew what I wanted to do and my intentions were good, it was quite hard to read sometimes. So regularly I was felt like I was being driven out, but I'd stuck my heels in and dug in. But obviously the last one with the board and some of the supporters going against me was a step too far. So I rung Steve up straight away and said, look, are you ready to sell now? He said, yes. 3 or 4 days of hard negotiations both ways. And yeah, the deal's done. The deal's done. They've got the terms and conditions now from my solicitor. We've got some replies back. And by this time next week, it should be signed, sealed and delivered.
So we're very close to actually completing then?
Very close indeed. It should definitely be done by this time next week.
Okay, so with regard to your plans going forward, talking about the team, I know you've got a long-standing relationship with Craig, which we've talked about, so we can assume no immediate changes there?
In the management, definitely not. No, definitely not. I'm going to give Craig every opportunity to make this club and this side work. I've spoken to Craig in great depth. I have a 7-year plan, and the 7-year plan would be to get into Division 2, and it would basically work that we build a team this year and we win the Ryman next. Year 3, we build a team, we win the conference year 4. Year 5, we build a team, we win the conference national year 6. Year 7, we should be in Division 2. Craig, I believe, is a man to head that. I need to give him my full support and full backing. No, I mean, we need to change players. We need to improve the side. We need to improve the facilities. We need to improve the training facilities as well as the ground. And we need to improve on lots of things, including marketing and sponsoring and all this sort of stuff. But as far as Craig Edwards go, he is a big part of the future for the club.
You mentioned a little bit about the facilities as well. So you're looking, naturally, if you're looking to have 3-4 promotions, you'll need to upgrade the infrastructure quite a lot as well.
Yes, I'm meeting architects tomorrow down at the ground, and we're going to build a club that, in my opinion, I went for Dagenham because I liked the facilities and where they was. So I'm going to build a club that is going to go past Dagenham in every level, playing, the facilities, and my dream to own a football club and drive a football club. I've got a great opportunity here to, with a blank canvas. There's enough ground there to do a full, so there's going to be a full 4G training pitch done with floodlights that we'll rent to local communities. We'll do deals with local schools. We're going to put at least a 6,000 seat stadium around it. You won't recognise the place in 3 years. You really won't. It will be some stadium with full training facilities and a real, real good atmosphere, hopefully.
And you mentioned earlier as well about the ladies and the girls and boys team when we were talking earlier, that it's something that you're passionate about and you want to see grassroots football develop at all levels.
Yes, I mean, when we spoke before this interview was being recorded, we spoke about the youth, we spoke about the ladies' football. And as I explained, everyone that's part of that club is going to remain part of that club. I'm going to improve the facilities for them. And we need everyone involved with the club to reach out and get more supporters and get people in. And there won't be anyone that will be pushed out of the club. Everyone will remain part of the club. And all we will do is look to make it bigger, stronger and more enjoyable for people.
A question that crosses people's minds when they hear about a new guy coming into a non-league team having ambitions like you've got. They're always worried about what's happened to some teams like Hornchurch and Telford in the past. Are there any assurances you can give that you're not going to get the club in a position where it can't sustain itself?
Assurances, I can only give you my word. As I mentioned to you earlier, I'm a born-again Christian. I believe in the Lord and I believe in karma. You'll see immediately work start on the ground. You'll see the training facilities that go up down the bottom, which is currently the second pitch. You'll see the stadium go up. You'll see the money thrown at the team. This is all on council land. I'll be spending, in 5 years, I would have spent at least £2-2.5 million minimum in 5 years on this place. You can see the pictures here, Paul. I'll show you in a sec the plans that we're going to be having drawn up tomorrow by the architects, my ideas. So the only thing I can say to you is I'm putting personal money into council land that's leased. There's no financial gain for me at all. I'll be doing it for the love of the club. I'll be doing it for the future of the club. And why would anyone put that much money into a club to only do what other people have done with other clubs? It's not for me. It's not how I work.
So you're looking definitely at the long term for this?
As I said, it's a 7-year plan. Craig's agreed with that. Craig signed up to that. Although it's a 7-year plan, I have 5 children. You see here on my own land, I've got a full-size Astro pitch and a grass pitch out there. I'm a football nut. My boys are football nuts. I want to keep this club in the family. So for me, my youngest is 5 months. Young, I've got a boy called Tate, 5 months old. I want him taking the club over in 25 years. This is 50, 60 year, keep it in the family. Let's let this club grow.
So you're completing, hopefully, in the next week or so, and you hope to be hitting the ground running. Do you think you'll get anything done before Christmas?
Building-wise, no, but what will happen is there'll definitely be plans put into the council, which everybody will be able to see. I'm definitely happy to put them out there, let people see what my vision is for the club. So plans will be going in. Work won't be able to start because what I want to do is too much to do now in the sense of it needs planning permission. Mm. So you could go and improve fences and improve stands and seating. It's not worth it because we're going to a whole new level with the place. So plans are to improve the squad. I've doubled the budget with Craig, so we will be definitely getting players. We've signed a couple of players already that are coming in tomorrow, Thursday, for some trials. They should be good. So we'll sign them if they trial successfully. So the immediate change you will see should be in personnel on the pitch. Craig's very confident with his side. He thinks there's only 3 or 4 that need to improve, and we need a squad. We haven't got much in depth after the 11th man. So changes to the club, no. Planning, yes. When we receive planning from the council, you'll see movement within 7 days. I'm not going to hang around. There's money on the table now. There's money in the bank that was ready to be put elsewhere. And now we're going to throw it into Billericay. And I can't wait to do so.
Glenn, thanks very much for outlining the plans. Exciting times ahead at the new lodge, and we look forward to keeping an eye on it and seeing how it's all going. Thank you very much.
Brilliant. Thanks for your time, Paul.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.